This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Notice how things enter and exit the news cycle. If you're smart, you'll pay attention to that. It's a really good sign of how the world is turning and what's really, you know, how it's manipulated. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. So New Zealand had an attack, and the government decided that it was an attack on a mosque. I don't know, dozens of people killed. And the government said, we got to confiscate the guns. Now, it was a crazy, I'm guessing, Christian that attacked this mosque. Who knows? Honestly, it could be. I mean, I don't remember the story. Was it a disgruntled Muslim or was it actually a Christian that attacked the mosque? It doesn't matter to me. It's a bad thing to do. But it did happen. And the government's reaction was not to look at it as a lone wolf attack and just say this is a crazy person that attacked this mosque and we need to do something. They overreach and they confiscate guns. Good luck, New Zealand. New Zealand was a place that I'm telling you, a lot of people would consider living for a lot of reasons. It's amazing. I'll let you do the research, but it's a really cool place to live. But when they do that, you got to wonder, well, how do you protect yourself now? I don't know if you can still have handguns. Was it just these so-called assault rifles or what? Now, that story's gone. Sri Lanka has an attack by Muslim terrorists, multiple explosions, coordinated. I mean, planned in every way. It wasn't a gun that did it. It was a coordinated attack with bombings. What do they go after? There's no gun in it. It's bombs. Who do you confiscate? What do you confiscate? You know the magic word here, folks. You got to take a look at Muslims. See, you can go after a gun and go, I'll prevent that crazy person from doing it. Okay, fine. See, because there's no jihad on the Christian side against Muslims. There were not 1,063 Muslim mosques attacked in France or Muslim relics or what have you, but there were 1,063 Christian relics, churches, etc., that were attacked or destroyed in France and more around the world. Then, what do we note about this particular attack? Nobody wants to say Christian or Catholic. Barack Obama called it Easter worshipers. Everybody, we talked about it earlier in the broadcast. I don't want to rehash it. Do you think that, I mean, we noticed. Do you think that the CNN or MSNBC or these guys are going to notice it? Do you think Fox is going to cover it? Let me tell you, it's not going to happen. No confiscation of guns. And by the way, if Obama were president, we'd be hearing about how Christians should turn the other cheek. That's all we do, is turn the other cheek. We're the most loving, forgiving, kindest people on the planet. How much money do you think Muslims are giving individually to Christian countries, Christian anything? How much money does Saudi Arabia give to, I don't know, pick a Christian country? Anywhere. What do they give? The United States gives to practically every country on the planet. We don't care about your religion or anything. We give to that country. How much are Muslim countries giving? It's scandalous. And here's what's most interesting to me about the media cycle. How it enters, how something enters, and how it exits. And how it sits there, how it stews within the media cycle. Right now, we have the biggest scandal in political history unfolding right before our very eyes. Barack Obama weaponized his government against Donald Trump. There is no dispute about that. And the Democrats, they think they've done an effective job of obfuscating that. They haven't. We know that to be true. Now the question is, How do we make sure that the rest of the world, how do we make sure that the most stupid person on the planet realizes exactly what happened? That's where we are. But while that story's unfolding and the media knows exactly what happened, you know what they're doing? They're gushing over this town hall, the Democrats' town hall. That's eating up the media cycle over A.G. Barr essentially saying Donald Trump did nothing, and where do we go from here? Now, there's good news, bad news. Good news, bad news, folks. Kevin Jackson, I'm going to break it down for you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The good news is something else has the Democrats in the spotlight. They screwed up royally. Guess what? Buttigieg, that's the way they say his name, Buttigieg, he's now superseding. He's jumped over O'Rourke. O'Rourke is no longer the little favorite, you know, boy toy for the left. And I'll talk more about him in a bit. So he's gone. Bernie Sanders completely split his pants. He's in big trouble. Elizabeth Warren, they say, actually gave very good short answers to some of her questions. And good for her. I'd love to see Trump run against Warren. Or any of the other ones. And I could go on with, you know, Kamala Harris said nothing right, didn't do anything right, didn't move the needle. Cory Booker, many others. Waste of time. But these guys are gushing over it. The jockeying, the juxtaposition of one compared to the other. And I gave the poll numbers coming out of Iowa anyway, and it doesn't look good. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in essentially a tie. Sanders is barely ahead. And number three is undecided. So Democrats have problems because they have problems with their credibility. They overreact and then sometimes when they react, you sit there scratching your head going, they didn't just do that, did they? Or they don't react at all. Ocasio-Cortez said nothing of the Christians being killed in Sri Lanka. Nothing. She was very vocal about the Muslims being killed. I like to look at how things enter the news cycle, leave the news cycle, stay in the news cycle. Notre Dame's not even a week old. It's essentially out of the news cycle. I theorize it's because as the French investigate, we're going to learn the Muslims were probably involved. They took credit for Sri Lanka. I don't think there's any doubt when there's multiple bomb explosions at Christian different venues, it's probably Muslims. I don't think anybody's going to emphasize that. Short break. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Former challenger to Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, said, I think Donald Trump taps into an anger that I hear every day. People are angry that a common sense thing like securing the border or ending sanctuary cities is somehow considered extreme. It's not extreme. It's common sense. We need to secure the border. Common sense. Yeah, Marquis de Lafayette said this. He's, I read, I study, I examine, I listen, I think, and out of all of that, I try to form an idea into which I put as much common sense as I can. Common sense. It's not extraordinary sense. It's common sense. It's what people recognize and see every day. If you see a kid run out into the street, you stop them and you say, hey, son or daughter, little kid, person, whatever. You can't do that. You might get hit. You need to look both ways. Kids are taught common sense. They have to be taught it. Why am I telling you this on the Kevin Jackson Show? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm telling you this because we lack common sense in America because we no longer teach the kids. And you say, Kevin, who are the kids? Oh, you're about to get into some trouble there, young black man. No, I'm not. I'm not. Common sense is dead. There was a story that appeared over in a UK paper, and it said common sense had died. His health began to deteriorate rapidly when well-intentioned but overbearing regulations were set in place. Reports of a six-year-old boy charged with sexual harassment for kissing a classmate. Teens suspended from school for using mouthwash after lunch. A teacher fired for reprimanding an unruly student only worsened his condition. Common sense lost ground when parents attacked teachers for doing the job that they themselves had failed to do in disciplining their unruly children. It declined even further when schools were required to get parental consent to administer sun lotion or an aspirin to a student, but could not inform parents when a student became pregnant and wanted to have an abortion. Common sense lost the will to live as the churches became businesses. Criminals received better treatment than their victims. Common sense took a beating. When you couldn't defend yourself from a burglar in your own home and the burglar could sue you for assault, common sense finally gave up the will to live after a woman failed to realize that a steaming cup of coffee was hot. She spilled a little in her lap and was promptly awarded a large settlement. Common sense was preceded in death by his parents, truth and trust, by his wife, discretion, by his daughter, responsibility, and by his son, reason. He is survived by his stepchildren, five of whom are named such. I know my rights. I want it now. Someone else is to blame. I'm a victim. And pay me for doing nothing. Says, not many attended his funeral because so few realized he was gone. But if you still remember him, let some people know. Common sense, man. We've lost it. We've lost it. The common sense that left this practice in America, these children that we've allowed to be in control, have us with 22 bona fide Islamic training compounds that exist on American soil. It was more than that under the Obama administration. As Comey said at the time, there's one in every state. In every one of our states, there's an Islamic training ground. Think they're doing it for shiggles? What do you think they're doing it for? Let me ask you, what do you think would happen if there were, in all 50 states, a militia that was training, doing what the Islamic State is doing every single day in America? What do you think would happen if it was a militia? If we even do Civil War reenactments, these leftists lose their minds. They get triggered. We live in a crazy world now, folks. Too crazy. Yep, common sense is gone. Decorum is gone. All kinds of things are gone. Let me give you some examples. All right, you remember El Chapo? The Mexican drug lord, they caught, put him in jail. He was caught because he was, you know, exchanging niceties with some very pretty Hispanic reporter. Anyway, he got caught in prison. He's launching a clothing brand named after his twin daughters that are like 6 or 7 years old. And he's being allowed to do this. El Chapo is a capitalist from prison. He's going to launch this, and all of the garments will be signed by him and then, you know, put into the public, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. But that's supposedly what's going on with El Chapo. I find it incredible. And do you think leftists are going to be mad that this guy's going to profiteer? From my perspective, I don't care what he does. I'll be honest with you. What I care about is the double standard. If Bill Cosby launched a clothing line, what do you think would happen? What were you talking about? El Chapo, a dude who has killed people. I'm talking brutally killed people, given the word to do it. He's done it himself. He's also given the word for it to be done. Sold products that have completely ruined people's lives. And now he's doing a clothing line. Just amazing. Oh, my goodness. Here's a story. Dick's Sporting Goods lost $150 million from not selling firearms. Hey, real quick shout out to my sister. She got her reloader's license. She's now teaching for the NRA. I'm talking about 2 years ago. This is a girl that barely knew how to shoot. Now, she's a certified NRA instructor. She's a certified reloading expert. And she's going to be teaching reloading classes with some company, probably in a place near you. She's completely overhauled her life because it's something she enjoys doing. And she may find herself being a stronger conservative. I converted her, by the way. She was a bit of a leftist. Yeah, she was a bit of a leftist. I don't know if she'd even admit it, but she was. But I always knew there was a redeeming quality in her, and now she's a gun-toting member of the NRA. This girl can tell you more about guns and bump stocks and, you know, faster trigger pull and, you know, pressures and the number of rounds that go into something. I mean, she's a flat-out expert because she's always been very smart, except for that little liberal thing I mentioned earlier. But anyway, back to the guns. Dick's Sporting Goods lost $150 million because they're not selling firearms. $150 million. I'll tell you something. I hope they lose more. I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm saying I hope that they continue. If their business plan is to lose money and to essentially crater, which was what I'm looking for, the cave. That's what I'm looking for. Cave to the left. Then so be it. Let their thing go down. I'm fine with it. What do you think? To Dick's? I mean, didn't Walmart stop for a bit? I'm not sure. I say anybody that doesn't allow us to buy firearms, be done. I don't want to do business with you. $150 million. And I don't know where that fits in the balance sheet. Probably not a whole lot. Probably just, who cares? $150 mil. So what? When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about guns. Cory Booker had something to say about guns. And then we had a guy, a humorist, that talked about guns as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is holding a town hall in Rochester, New Hampshire, where the former Vice President weighs in on President Trump.
He believes he can and will get away with anything he does. We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it.
President Trump says Turkey's military operation in northeastern Syria is a bad idea. The White House released a statement on Wednesday from the president saying the United States does not endorse Turkey's action. In the statement, the president also says he's holding Turkey responsible for ensuring all ISIS fighters in captivity remain in prison and that the Islamic State does not make a comeback. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed-level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who you see shifting in terms of their opinions are independents, because Republicans have largely been consistent in their view of the investigation, considering it to be biased or in many cases baseless, and then Democrats have been very consistent in their view of the investigation, considering it to be absolutely necessary and believing that there was evidence of collusion or obstruction beyond some of the actions that Trump had taken. So it's the independents in the middle that right now are breaking in favor of the president, largely accept Barr's memo and his conclusions, and it'll be interesting to see how those independents shift in terms of their opinions in the next few days.
Tell me what I don't already know. Yeah, the independents are shifting our way. Surprise, surprise. Did we do this clip the other day? Anyway, I don't know. It's worth playing. The independents are shifting our way. The Republicans are staunchly in the corner of Donald Trump. I don't know what it takes for you to be a Republican if you're one of these people that's in the 6 or 7 or 8% that doesn't support Trump. What does it take for you? Why do you even call yourself a Republican? It's not a dirty word. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're speaking with. KJRadio.com. You know, it's funny. I hear people,
Republican is dirty. Yeah, I don't call myself a Republican.
Why? I mean, look, a libertarian, Republican, conservative, pragmatist, I don't care what you call yourselves. It's the same thing. Republic. It means for the people, by the people. Not government. Government is there to support. A republic. I just want you to think about the word. The republic. It's so strong. Versus a Democrat. It's a republic. It showcases, look, when you're down, the republic will help you. But when you're not down, the republic expects you to contribute. It's really that simple. We've got people out there on the left who don't want to work, who expect to be paid because they were born, who expect to be paid a, quote, livable wage, no matter what age they are or no matter how they squander their lives. Some of them expect to be paid even after they've done whatever they do. They say, you know what, you still got to support me no matter what, from the cradle to the grave. That's what the Democrats want to build. That's what they want you to be a part of. Are you kidding? Anyway, this is it's a crazy world we live in now with these leftists. And how often are you pushing back? Are you saying to them, look, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. For whatever, if you believe the Mueller report, do we have to play that Barack Obama clip again where he told Donald Trump, the Russians can't interfere with our elections, you just need to campaign, and don't complain at the outcome? That's a speech he should have given to Hillary Clinton. That's a speech he should have given to the Democrats. That's a speech he should have given to his staff. So now we've got people out there running around to defend. There is nothing to defend. I will not defend Donald Trump. The reason for it is there's nothing to defend.
Ooh, the Mueller report shows obstruction.
No, but the Mueller report shows you as a guy fighting back because you people, the Democrats, you brain dead morons, you decided you were going to try to convict somebody. And guess what? You're not trying to convict Trump. We know this. We're smarter than that. Any more than you were attacking Kavanaugh. You weren't attacking Kavanaugh. You were attacking institutions. You were attacking the things that they stood for. Kavanaugh stands for justice. He doesn't care what side of it it's on. If it's justice and it's common sense, and I'm not talking about by the whims of man, understanding that in your DNA you get it, that you get right from wrong, that's why you know there is a heavenly father, because you don't need a parent to tell you right from wrong. Oh, don't misunderstand me. I know you can be taught that theft is okay. The gypsies and what's going on in many cases in minority communities where, oh, it's okay if you got that hot item, that stolen item. But let me tell you, whoever's telling you that, they know in their heart of hearts it is wrong. Nobody had to tell them. You don't even need parents to tell you right from wrong. It might save your life, but I'm saying ultimately you will figure it out. You want to know why? Because your maker gave you that ability. And what Democrats want you to do is turn that off. Because they want you to turn off God. They don't want you to believe in the church. In fact, there's a poll. Church membership has fallen through the bottom. Here's what I'm reading this. This is a Gallup poll. As Christian and Jewish Americans prepare to celebrate Easter and Passover respectively, Gallup finds the percentage of Americans who report belonging to a church, synagogue, or mosque at an all-time low, averaging 50% in 2018. U.S. church membership was 70% or higher from 1937 to 1976, falling modestly to an average of 68% in the 70s through the 90s. The past 20 years has seen an acceleration in the drop-off, 20 percentage point decline since 1999, more than half of that change occurring since the start of the current decade. In other words, when Barack Obama, the anti-church, you can use a different name if you want, when he got into office, you watched church membership plummet. You watched the Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will, of America become what it is. In the last decade, folks, a 20-point decline. In other words, 10 points since 1999. A 10-point change in a decade. Biggest change of any decade during the Obama era. Just putting that out there for you. So we have completely lost our way. And you hear people often talk about, hey, listen, we've got to be back to God. Now, and it sounds rather, kind of like, oh, here comes another one of these Bible-thumping spiritualists or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, at the core, forget mentioning God, at the core, you know what we got to get back to? We got to get back to appreciating life, appreciating family, and supporting community with that in mind. That's all we have to do. That in and of itself is the essence of God. I don't have to get here and be preaching on you. I don't need my rag. No, put my robe back. I don't need my handkerchief. I don't need the choir. And I don't need Sister Aura saying, today, Aura, we going to have at the church such and such. No, we don't need her. We don't need any of her. I don't need to get preachy. You've watched the destruction of the family. You've watched the destruction of our moral core. You've watched all the things that, like I said, if you want to be gay, be gay. But that is antithetical to nature. I'm not, and I don't care. Believe me, there are many things that don't jive with nature. And they're wrong too. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not coming down on gays. I'm just telling you, in acceptance of the lifestyle and saying, you know what, this is normal. You wonder why we don't have family the way we have. And I'm not saying gay folks can't have families, because there'll be people around, Kevin, what are you trying to say? I got a cousin that's gay. I'm gay. Well, look, if you're a gay, conservative, Republican, libertarian, whatever, I don't really care. What I'm saying to you is You deal with it differently than your counterparts. Your counterparts want it to be acceptable that all the things that come with the accoutrements of gay, good or bad, but mostly bad in their sense, that we have to accept it. Right now, they are talking about, I think it may go to the Supreme Court. Do we let gays have special rights as a special interest group? And my short answer is heck to the no. Since when do we have special rights based on your sexuality at a time when nobody gives a crap about your sexuality? We were talking about the 1900s, maybe so. Now, there are people that may argue,
well, Kevin, if we don't do something about this, then, you know, what about 100 years from now? 100 years from now, heterosexuality may be outlawed.
What are you talking about? I ain't worried about them. They're making all kinds of strides. We better be looking out for ourselves. I jokingly say, when I introduce myself, I say, yeah, my name's Kevin Jackson. I have four sons, all boys, and people laugh. But it's not really meant to be funny news. Yeah, it's meant to be legit, you know, it's meant to be something to wake you up to go, you got to make this statement now. Four boys, I have four sons, all boys, because you can't assume it anymore. I tell you, you can't assume, go out there in public, see two girls together, think they're just frolicking best friends. No, they're on their way to get a liquor license. That's all I got to say on that. Anyway, so it's going south on us, and it's because we aren't pushing back enough, is all I'm saying. We're not pushing back enough. We should be pushing back, but it's going our way. Independents have looked at this situation. I talked about this the other day. I think we did play this clip, that clip. Democrats are looking at this situation and saying, I need to walk away. Republicans are becoming stronger because of this. They're beginning to recognize that there is no way to satisfy a leftist. I keep saying this, I say it over and over, and people think I'm just kidding. You know, like, Kevin, you're trying to be funny. I'm not being funny. There is no way to satisfy someone who can't be sad, who refuses
this
to be sad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats got caught in their own web of deceit, and we have the testimony to prove it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. We come on here day after day, week after week, trying to convert minds, hearts, souls. It's almost like I feel like an evangelist. I don't have anything against leftists other than the fact that they're miserable liars. They are skanks and scoundrels of the highest order. But I don't – look, I told you guys about my uncle. I mentioned 420 Dave. I have an uncle that used to deal drugs. He fought dogs. He beat his wives or girlfriends. Look, he's a scoundrel. There are people that look at my uncle and go, he's a horrible person. I love the man to death. He's close to death now. I love him to death. That should tell leftists all you need to know. I'll talk about you bad when you do things bad. My uncle is a bad man. My aunt Alfreda, who was his first wife, my uncle had his first two kiddos by, Jeannie and Monica. I absolutely adore that woman. She is a saint to put up with my uncle for all those years, and she did it because she liked being part of his family. You ever had a family like, you know, you just love them and you're like, ooh, I love the family, but this girl is crazy. You don't want to be a part of her, but you know, you see the family, or you see these stories where, like Jerry Maguire, where the guy falls in love with the kid, not necessarily the woman. I mean, he ended up loving the woman, but you get what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you Democrats, you dimwits, is that even though I talk smack about you because you deserve it, I still love you. I have a place in my heart for you. But here's the thing. As with my uncle, I don't forgive his bad deeds. I love him for the good parts of him, but I'm not forgiving his bad deeds. And I'm not forgiving you Democrats for your bad deeds. You are liars and scam artists of the highest order. And you need to change it. You need to stop your evil ways. So I'm glad you're listening, but you need to change. That's why I'm here. I'm here to convert you. I'm the Joel Osteen of politics. I want everybody to feel love. You need to feel yourself some love. Kevin Jackson's going to give you some love. The Bible says, God says, you've got to love one another. Love one another. What's that song? Light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer. This is England Dan and John Ford Coley. Look at that. Just pull that out. Bam. Shine on us all. Set us free. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Okay, but look. That doesn't mean you can't. You got to stop being a scoundrel. Doggone leftist. Anyway, Democrats have been caught. Many people are going to be turning state's evidence. It's going to begin with a guy named E.W. Priestap. Priestap. P-R-I-E-S-T-A-P. Google it for yourself. Figure it out. You may not have heard that name much, but as it turns out, E.W. Priestap played a critical role in this spy novel. The thing that Dan Bongino calls Spygate. The E.W. stands for Edward William Priestap, a.k.a. Bill Priestap. And Bill's got a background in law. But that role matters not into what we're talking about. The role that matters to us is his role with the FBI as an intelligence officer. See, Priestap worked as an assistant director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division from 2015 to 2018. Critical years. His testimony before Congress hangs the Democrats out to dry. Now, the government redacted some of his testimony. But there are people out there who are very good at looking at stuff and stringing things together. And they have essentially figured out that Priestap gave himself enough rope to hang himself and the Democrats. Real Clear Investigation noted the timeline of when the FBI began its plans to entrap President Donald Trump. And here's what they write. Priestap's testimony took place on June 5th, 2018. Write that down. He was in the Rayburn Building. Room 2226, the questioning by congressmen and House staff, committee staff, focused on whether the FBI had applied the same rigor to the Clinton investigation that it had tied to the Trump probe. The transcript the public can read today contains not only those questions and Priestap's responses, but also the telltale redactions of anxious bureaucrats. One thing that is very clear, that the Sharpie Brigade at the Federal Bureau of Investigation Department of Justice really, really didn't want people to know is where Bill Priestap was a week into May 2016. Not long into the questioning that Tuesday morning last summer, Rep. Jim Jordan from Ohio asked, "Do you ever travel overseas?" "Yes," said Priestap. "How often?" "As little as possible." The apparent comedy routine notwithstanding, Jordan later asked how many times in his 2.5 years running the counterintelligence shop, Priestap had traveled abroad. Priestap said this, "I want to say 3 times. And can you tell me where you went?" Jordan asked. "The ones I'm remembering are the blank," and Jordan drilled in all 3 times. "To blank?" Priestap said the trips he remembered off the top of my head were blank. They were all redacted. They were all to the same place. Now, understand, the FBI handles internal United States investigations, not external. I'll go on. Jordan asked Priestap whether he remembered when he went to this place, and he said no. Jordan would stop his testimony there, but then he came back later for another round of questioning, and he asked Precept whether he had traveled to a particular location at a particular time in 2016. And understand that time and time again, censors from the FBI and DOJ redacted the location and the time. Surely, a location of even an assistant director of the FBI counterintelligence is not top secret, is what I was wondering when I was thinking about this. You know, okay, I went to, you know, London. I went to wherever. I went to Spain. The FBI visits places often, even though the agency deals with domestic deals. He could have said, yeah, I took 3 trips to London. My daughter was over there. I visited friends, whatever. Why would the timing of his travel be kept secret? Note, they wouldn't give the date of his travel, nor would they give the times that he met with people. If you don't want the American people to connect the dots on when and where, that's what you would do. Because with these two unknowns, we might figure out the why. See, if we know the where and the when, we might go, that seems rather suspicious that in May through, you know, mid-May to end of May, you went to London only, and that's what you travel to do when you don't travel. The article continues. Turns out the Sharpie Brigades weren't nearly as thorough as they thought. A long available transcript of text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page, the paramours, who worked on both the Clinton and Trump investigation, provide the answer. It's right there on the page detailing the text between Strzok and Page on May the 4th. Now, go back to that. I'm saying the other guy, Priestap, went to London, we believe, on May the 6th. Now, here's what they text. At around 9:31 that Wednesday evening, Strzok writes to say he is worried about getting a memo into shape that is expected that night or the next morning. He feels pressured, even though, quote, I don't know that Bill will read it before he gets back from London next week. That would be Bill Priestap. Bill Priestap is colluding with these guys, and he's going to London to get the information. And what Strzok is writing, he's worried about getting the memo into shape when he says he doesn't know when Bill's going to get a chance to read it. Now, go to a text from the next Monday morning, May the 9th, and Strzok is wondering when he will receive the daily report on the Clinton investigation with what? With Bill out. In other words, Bill's not going to be able to give him his talking points on the investigation because he's in London. So Bill Priestap was in London on or around May the 9th, strongly suggests that all 3 of his international trips were taken by him during his tenure as an FBI counterintelligence chief were to London. Now, there's a reason the censors had their Sharpies out, and it has to do with another question that Jordan asked Priestap. Okay, so what were you doing in the blank of 2016? So Priestap required, I went to meet with a foreign government partner. In other words, almost most certainly British intelligence. Not exposing our British partners has been JD justification for locking up secrets in the beginnings of the Trump investigation. There were the redactions. Failed to hide that Priestap was meeting with his British counterparts in 2016. He went on a mission regarding the Steele dossier. So the FBI sent an envoy to London over a fake dossier. We have the testimony from Steele where he admitted this dossier is bogus. It is bupkus. It has no meaning whatsoever. Priestap is the first domino to fall, folks. You're going to hear his name. You're going to see him come before Congress, and he's going to be held accountable, as will the FBI and the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.